请 Andrew 印啊一张表给大家哈。
Yesterday night, I asked Andrew to print a form for everyone.
那里面有谈到有关弥赛亚的预言跟他的应验。
And this was a chart, talking about the fulfillment of the prophecies in regard to the Messiah.
一部分哈，一部分。
And this was only a portion of the prophecies.
给我们做参考。
And it is for a reference.
我们可以自己去找。
And we can go and seek out more for ourselves.
但是也可以用那个做参考哈，把圣经翻出来对照。
But we can also use that as a reference and go to the Bible and find the verses.
但是不要光抄一个圣经节哈。
But try not to just copy.
最少你要把圣经节里面那个，不要把只有几章几节抄了，里面的内容至少你要把它写出来。
Don't just have the reference and at least write down the verses.
我们花点功夫，你对圣经就会有更多的了解。
And if we just put in a little more effort, we will get to know the Bible a little better.
我们刚谈到说啊，主耶稣是生命的粮食。
And we just mentioned that Jesus is the bread of life.
他带给我们永远的生命。
And he gives us eternal life.
所以在约翰福音第六章五十一节里面讲到说啊，他是为着人的生命啊，赐下来的。
So in John chapter 6 verse 51, it says he was given, he came to this world for the life of mankind.
他好像旧约时代啊，以色列民在旷野当中啊，没有食物的时候，神从天上降玛拿下来。
And he is like the manna that the Lord gave to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness.
耶稣说啊，他也是从天上降下来生命的粮食。
And Jesus said he is also the bread of life from heaven.
所以我们应接纳他做我们的救主，接着他我们就能够得到永远的生命。
So when we accept him as Savior, we will also receive eternal life.
所以我们一些基本的教义啊，都跟得生命、得永生有关系。
So our basic doctrines have a lot to do with receiving eternal life.
洗礼啊，就是受罪啊，得到重生嘛。
For example, baptism is a renewal and a remission of our sins.
因为我们属灵的生命，自从人犯罪以后，就跟神的永生隔绝了。
Because our spiritual life has been cut off from God after we started sinning.
所以人就死在罪恶过患当中。
So man is dying in sin.
所以你这个灵命没有复活的话，最后肉体死掉了，灵魂还要受审判。
So if our soul is not revived, then when our body dies, then our soul will be judged.
所以我们借着活着的时候就受洗。
So when we are alive, we are baptized.
它是跟主耶稣啊同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And this is a burial and a resurrection with Christ.
所以这不是形式的。
So this is not only a ceremony.
真正借着洗礼，你能够得到永恒的生命。
And through baptism, we can receive eternal life.
跟神的那个永生啊，就重新啊结合在一起。
So we once again bridge our eternal life with God.
当然我们在讲洗礼的道理的时候，也谈到说，为什么这个洗礼会有功效？
And when we speak about baptisms, we also talk about why the baptism is effective.
因为借着主的道，有主的名，有主的血，有圣灵做见证。
Because it is with the truth of the Lord and has the Holy Spirit to oversee it.
所以那是真正受罪重生的洗礼。
It has the blood of Christ, and that is why it is the baptism of the remission.
这是在真教会里面非常宝贵的。
And this is very precious within the true church.
主耶稣把这个权柄啊赐给我们。
And the Lord has given this authority to remit sins to the church.
这就是天国的钥匙。
And this is also the key to heaven.
当然，再来得圣灵啊，跟得生命有关系。
And to receive the Holy Spirit has much to do with life.
以西结书的三十七章里面
And in Ezekiel
三十七章
Chapter 37
看到说啊，遍地都是骸骨。
There was an image of bones.
神对以西结说啊，你看这些骸骨会活过来吗？
And the Lord asked Ezekiel, do you think these bones will be revived?
他说我不知道。
He said, I do not know.
神对他说，你向骸骨发预言。
And so the Lord told Ezekiel to speak to the bones.
说气息啊，进到这个骸骨里面。
And to ask life to enter these dried up bones.
啊，结果这个骸骨就生筋长肉啊，后来就变成极大的军队。
And these bones came together and were sewn together with sinews and flesh, and they became a great army.
啊，这个意象啊，就是主着人离开了神以后啊，好像那个骸骨一样，没有生命。
And this vision refers to how mankind, we are like these dried up bones when we leave God. 说
神的灵啊，要进到我们里面，我们就活了。
We do not have life until the Spirit of the Lord enters us.
这在以西结书的三十七章第四节。
And this is in Ezekiel chapter 37.
所以得圣灵啊，跟得生命有关系。
So to receive the Holy Spirit has a direct relationship to receive life.
另外一个就是领受圣餐啊，就是领受主的生命。
And the next is to receive the Holy Communion, and this is to receive the life of Christ.
我们在圣餐礼的时候都会讲道理。
When we are during Holy Communion, we also talk about this.
圣餐礼有两个重点。
There's two main points of the Holy
Communion. 一个是纪念耶稣替我们死。
The first is to remember the death of Christ for our sake.
所以借着主耶稣的爱来激励我们，来报答主的爱。
And we are inspired by the love of Christ to repay this love.
那第二个就是领受主耶稣的身体，主耶稣的宝血。
And the second is to receive the body and the precious blood of Christ.
一般的教会说这是代表耶稣的身体，耶稣的肉，耶稣的血。
And most churches will say that this represents the blood and body of Christ.
但主耶稣不是这样讲。
But Jesus did not say this.
他说这是我的身体为你们舍弃的。
He said, this is my body forsaken for you.
这是我的血为你们流出来的。
This is my blood bled for you.
啊，当然天主教他们说啊，就是啊，物质上已经变成主耶稣的身体了。
Of course, the Roman Catholic Church believes that this materializes into the physical
所以他们领那个饼的时候，放在嘴里面不可以去咬的。
So when they put the bread in their mouth, they cannot chew it.
但事实上，物质上没有改变。
But actually, the material sense has not been changed.
但是灵里面改变了。
But in spirit,
所以耶稣说啊，我讲的话是灵，是生命。
So Jesus said that his words are spirit and life.
啊，当然是不是说肉体没有用。
And this does not say that the physical form has no use.
耶稣的意思就是说，你领受属肉体上的耶稣的身体、耶稣的宝血，没有意义的，没有用。
What Jesus was trying to say was there was no meaning in receiving the physical flesh and blood of Christ.
耶稣要我们领受的是属灵的主耶稣的身体、主耶稣的宝血。
Because what he wants us to receive is the spiritual body and.
所以这虽然是无效饼，虽然是葡萄汁。
So although it is unleavened bread and grape juice,
但是经过祷告、注谢、圣灵运行
but after we are blessing, we have blessed the meal.
那虽然物质上没有改变
and through the Holy Spirit, although the material has not changed,
但是在灵里面啊，已经成为主耶稣的身体、主耶稣的宝血。
But in spirit, the meal has become the blood and body of Christ.
那我们领受了以后，就有属灵的功效。
So after we partake it, we have spiritual effects.
所以耶稣说啊，吃我肉喝我血的人呐、啊，就有生命在他里面。
So Jesus says, those who eat and drink my body and blood will have my life.
啊，不吃我的肉，不喝我的血里面的，不喝我的血的，就没有永生。
And those who do not partake in this do not have eternal life.
啊，吃我肉喝我血的，在末日我要让他复活。
Whoever eats and drinks my body and blood will be resurrected on the last day.
所以借着领受圣餐啊，领受主的生命。
So when we are partaking the Holy Communion, we are partaking the life of Christ.
耶稣说啊，我来是要叫羊得生命。
Jesus said he came to bring life to the sheep.
而且要得的更丰盛的生命。
And to receive an abundant life.
我们看到一般人啊，活着，但是有两种状况的人
We see how even live people there are two situations
有的活得很健康啊
The first type, they're living in health
可以做这个做那个又可以到处活动
They can do whatever they please
我们知道说这有丰盛的生命在里面
And we know that they have an abundance of life
但是有的人啊生病了、啊、
But some others are weak.
甚至有的变成植物人啊。
And some have even become in a vegetable
state. 他都要靠氧气来帮助他呼吸。
And they have to live with an oxygen tank.
啊，有时候氧气筒啊，一拿起来啊，啊，或机器拿掉，他生命就结束了。
And when the oxygen is taken away, their life ends.
他虽然看起来他活着，但是只剩下一口气。
And although they seem to be alive, but all they have is a breath left.
我们知道他有生命，但是这样的生命不丰盛。
And we know that they have life, but this life is not abundant.
我们的属灵生命也是一样。
And this is the same for our spiritual life.
耶稣所要赐给我们的生命啊，是一种丰盛的生命。
The life that Jesus wants to give us is an abundant life.
所以我们虽然信主啊，我们属灵的生命要活泼，要健壮。
So although we believe in Christ, our spiritual life must be strong and healthy.
还要充满生命的活力啊。
And has to have the fervency of life.
所以有的信徒常常问说啊，我到什么样啊才是算是犯罪死的罪？
And so sometimes believers will ask, what at what point do I commit mortal sin?
那守道理都守到那个道理边缘呐、啊，死亡界限。
They keep the truth as though the truth is on the borderline to sin.
哎，好像那个植物人一样啊，生命只剩一点点啊，就是。快要没有生命那样子。
And they are living like a vegetable, and their life is barely there.
当然，耶稣所赐给我们的不是这样的生命。
But this is not the life that Jesus has given us.
是要给我们丰盛的生命。
He wants to give us a full life.
充满着属灵生命的活力。
And this full life is very life.
能够勇敢为主做见证。
And to have the temerity to preach.
能够在我们的生活当中啊，能够真正发出。荣耀的光辉来
and to show the light of glory in our lives.
能够成为世界上的光啊，世界上的盐
and to become the salt and light of this world.
而不是随着世界上的潮流啊，随波逐流啊
and we do not go by the currents of the world.
我们而是有主灵丰盛的生命啊，厌恶罪恶啊，远离罪恶。
We should have an abundant spiritual life and keep far from sin.
虽然在各样的试探引诱当中啊，但是我们能够靠主啊，能够胜过他。
And although we live in temptation, we are able to gain victory over temptation.
他不只是能够胜过罪恶啊，而且能够在我们的生活当中啊，结出各样啊属灵的果子来。
We not only conquer sin, but are able to bear much spiritual fruit in our daily life.
各样圣灵的果子啊，仁爱、喜乐、和平、良善、信实，各样美好的果子啊，都可以从你身上看出来。
And peace, love, joy, patience, all these spiritual fruits can be seen in our daily lives.
啊，这才是一种丰盛的生命的现象。
And this is a sign of a lively life.
啊，当然要有这样活泼生命啊，不断的啊结果子啊，你就是要跟耶稣啊常常联署在一起。
And to have this fullness of life and to continue bearing fruit, we must be connected to Jesus Christ.
所以说啊。如果我们常常在主里面呢、啊，啊，就是好像那个树栽在溪水旁一样。
So when we are often in the Lord, we are like the tree that is planted by the stream.
不断的水分、养分一直供应。
We will have a never-ending supply of
water. 它一直的成长，非常的茂盛。
And we will grow until we are strong.
啊，结出很多很多的果子来。
And we will bear much fruit.
啊，虽然炎热来到。
And although the heat comes.
所以他也不怕。
They will not be afraid.
因为他同样可以从河床底下还是水分养分不断的吸收。
Or we will not be afraid because we continue to have water from the stream.
各样的试探引诱逼迫患难不断的来到。
And although much tribulation and temptation strikes us.
但是我们的信仰还是很坚定。
Our faith will be firm.
还是不断的发出光来啊，不断的结果子。
We will continue to shine the light and bear fruit.
啊，这才是主耶稣所要赐给我们的丰盛的生命。
And this is the fullness of life that Jesus has promised us.
好、哦，我们再看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
八章十二节。
8:12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
有很多人形容这个世界是一个黑暗的世界。
And some people describe this world as a world of darkness.
以前有一个议员啊，白天啊，拿着灯笼。
And there was a parable of a person using a lantern during the day.
啊，人家笑他说，你白天提灯笼做什么？
And some people mocked him and asked why he was carrying a lantern during the day.
他说，这是一个黑暗的世界了。
And that person said, this is a dark world.
啊，就是没有公理，没有正义了，黑暗掌权了。
And this is a world with no righteousness and justice and darkness reigns.
啊，是非不分啊，罪恶的世代，所以他说这个好像黑暗当中一样。
This was a sinful world that did not distinguish between right and wrong, so it was a world of darkness.
那其实圣经里面就是这样讲。
But this is what the Bible says.
因为罪进了世界以后啊，人都在罪中。
Especially in this time now, all people are in darkness.
啊，所以魔鬼是世界上的王啊，在世界上掌权。
And Satan is the prince of this world, and he reigns this world.
啊，耶稣说他是世界的光。
But Jesus says he is the light of the world.
他好像那个清晨的露光啊，从高天临到了这个世界一样。
He is like the light of dawn, shining on this world.
啊，如果我们能够跟随耶稣啊。就不在黑暗里面走了。
And if we can follow Jesus, we will never walk in darkness again.
因为我们可以得到生命的光。
Because we will have the light of life.
所以耶稣是世界的光，第一个他是生命的光。
So as the light of the world, Jesus is the light of life.
看《约翰福音》的第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
John chapter 1 verse 4.
一章四节
1 verse 4
生命在他里头这生命就是人的光第九节
and verse
9 黑暗说他不是那光乃是为光做见证第九节那光是真光是照亮一切生在世上的人
here it says the true light that gives light to every man was coming to the world
啊，实际黑暗在为耶稣做见证呢
when John the Baptist was testifying for
说耶稣是要临到世界的光
He said that Jesus was the true light
啊，因为生命在他里头
And because life is in him
啊，生命这个生命就是人的光
And this life was the light of men
所以人离开了神以后啊，属在世界上作王
And so after man departed from God death became the ruler of this world
死带给人绝望黑暗
And death gives mankind despair and darkness.
真的人生啊，没有神，没有指望啊。
And in this world, there's no hope and there's no God.
所以人就活在死亡的阴影之下。
So man began living in the shadow of death.
所以我们看到一些没有盼望的人啊，他们面对死亡啊，很恐惧。
So we see some people who do not have hope when they face death.
有的要死啊，死在挣扎，不愿意啊。
And some people are struggling when they are about to die.
有时候脸很难看呐，啊，身体都僵硬了。
And sometimes their bodies, when they stiffen, their facial expressions will be very
horrid. 所以说是被鬼抓住啊。
And it will seem as though they were taken by the devil.
所以人活在世界上，真的面对死亡啊，那个阴影常常存在啊，没有希望的。
And so when we face the shadow of death, there is very little hope.
但是耶稣啊，他成为光啊，来照到这个世界阴暗啊死荫里面的人。
But as the light of life, Jesus shines on those who are in the darkness of death.
所以我们有了耶稣基督啊，就得到了生命的光啊。
So when we have Jesus Christ, we have received the light of life.
哦，所以有了光以后啊，我们就有希望。啊，有我们就能够找到方向，我们就不会绝望了。
And when we have this light, we will have direction and we will have hope.
那所以在那个黑暗当中呢
？So in the darkness.
啊，有时候我们感到很恐怖。
Sometimes we will feel afraid.
但是你把灯点亮以后啊，整个光明了。
But when we light a light, then it will all be bright.
啊，光明当中啊，你就不会惧怕了。
And in this brightness, we will not fear.
所以人在那个黑暗啊，死亡当中，死亡的阴影之下，啊，是很恐怖的。
So when man lives in this shadow of death, then it is very frightening.
是很绝望的。
It is, you have a sense of despair.
但是耶稣却把我们从死亡的阴影里下 把我们拯救出来。
But Jesus has saved us from the shadow of death.
啊，让我们能够得胜死亡啊，带来永恒的生命。
So that we can have victory over death and have eternal life.
所以他称为生命的光。
So he is the light of life.
啊，带给人类啊，他能够得到生命。
And he has brought life to the people of this world.
这个约翰福音第九章的地方啊。
And in John chapter 9,
主耶稣曾经叫一个生来瞎眼的能够得到看见。
Jesus heals a man born blind.
所以主耶稣说啊，他就是世上的光。
So he says that he is the light of this world.
我们看一下约翰福音第九章。
Let us turn to John chapter 9.
第五节。
Verse 5.
九章第五节。
Chapter 9, verse 5.
我在世上的时候是世上的光。
While I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
因为他们当时看到有一个生来就瞎眼的。
At this point, they saw a man who was born blind.
啊，门徒就问主耶稣说啊，拉比啊，这个人生来就瞎眼，是他犯罪呢，还是他的父母犯罪？
So his disciples asked Jesus, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
我们人常常会像门徒一样啊，看到人有什么软弱，啊，就跟他判定、论断啊，他一定犯了什么罪。
Many times we are like these disciples. When we see someone with weaknesses, we will judge them and say that they have sinned.
但是主耶稣说，不是他犯罪，也不是他的父母犯罪。
But Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned.
而是要在他的身上啊，显出神的荣耀来。
But this happened so that the work of God may be displayed.
然后主耶稣把唾沫吐在地上啊，后泥。
And then Jesus spit on the ground.
抹在这个瞎子的眼睛。
And he made some mud with the saliva and put it on the man's eyes.
叫他说你到西罗亚族的地方去洗。
And he told him to wash in the pool of Siloam.
他去一洗啊，就看见了。
And after he washed, he received sight.
啊，所以很多人看到他就说，哎，这个好像是那个乞丐瞎眼的。有的说好像不像啊，他是瞎眼，怎么现在可以看见？
And his neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?
啊，很多人都在那里议论纷纷啊。
And the people, they were there to discuss this matter.
他说是啦，是我啦。
And he insisted, I am the man.
啊，你本来是瞎眼，现在怎么可以看得见？
They asked him, how then were your eyes opened?
因为有一个叫耶稣的人哦，用泥土啊，抹我的眼睛啊，啊，我叫我去洗，我去洗就干净了，就看见了。
The man replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash, so I went and washed and then I could see.
他们就把他带到法利赛人那里去。
So they brought this man to the Pharisees.
法利赛人一开始就说，我们不相信这个人是瞎眼变看见的。
The first things the Pharisees said was that they did not believe that this person received sight.
啊，但是问他的父母亲。
And they asked his parents.
父母亲说啊，啊他，我知道这是我们的儿子，他本来瞎眼的。
And even the parents said that this was their son and he was originally blind.
啊，他现在怎么看见了？我们不知道。
But how would they see him? See now, they did not understand.
因为法利赛人说啊，如果有人承认耶稣是基督啊，就要把他赶出会堂。
Because the Pharisees claimed that if anyone believed in Jesus Christ, then he would be expelled from the temple.
所以他的父母亲啊，不敢承认说是耶稣叫他好了。
So the parents were not able, or if they did not want to admit that Jesus had healed their son.
那已经长大了，你们去问他自己好了。
And so they said, go ask him, he is a grown man.
啊，他们又来问这个瞎眼的。
And so they came and they asked this blind man.
啊，这个瞎眼的很有趣啊。
And this formerly blind man, he
was very surprised. 啊，我刚刚告诉你们啊，你们不听。
And he answered, I have told you already and you did not listen.
啊，你们现在又来问我。
Why do you want to hear it again?
啊，你们是不是也要做耶稣的门徒啊？
Do you want to become his disciples too?
哦，那些法利赛人气死啊。
And these Pharisees, they were storming mad.
你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。
They told him, "You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses."
哦，我们知道这个人是罪人，因为他不守安息日。
And they knew, they said that this person was ungodly because he did not obey the Sabbath.
啊，虽然他们看到他们又对他讲了，说啊，这个罪人怎么有办法把那个你的眼睛医好？
And they were also amused how the sinner could cure this blind man.
那个得看见的人就说啊, 他是不是罪人, 我不知道。
And other people said that they were not sure whether or not this person was a sinner.
但是有一件事情我知道。
But one thing he was sure of.
我本来是瞎眼的, 但是我现在看见了。
The blind man said that I was once blind, but now I see.
从来啊, 没有一个人可以叫瞎眼的得看见。
And never before had one person cured another of blindness.
所以我知道他如果不是从神来的, 他就什么都不能做。
So this formerly blind man said that if this person was not from God, then he could not have done this thing.
哦,法利赛人更气啊。
The Pharisees became even more
angry. 你生在罪中,你还想要教训我们?
They said, you are steeped in sin at birth, how dare you lecture us?
他就把他们赶走。
And they threw him out.
耶稣说啊, 很可惜啊, 我来到世界叫瞎子得看见, 那些看见的人反而变成瞎眼的啦。
So Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, so the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.
所以耶稣说啊, 他在世上的时候是世上的光。
So Jesus said, when he was in this world, he is in this world, he is the light.
就是要让那些本来看不见的, 现在找到了道路, 找到了生命的光。
And this is for the formerly blind to be able to see their paths.
找到了人生生命的价值。
And to find the value of life.
所以呢,来到世界上到处寻找一些世上的人。
So when he came to this earth, he sought out certain people.
那些在生活在黑暗当中,罪恶当中的人。
He found those who were mired in sin and darkness.
把他们的脚啊, 就带领走上平安的道路, 走到生命的道路上面。
And he led their feet to the path of life.
所以耶稣来到世界上啊, 就是指引我们人生啊, 正确的人生方向。
So Jesus came to this earth to direct us toward the right direction.
人生啊, 正确啊, 什么才是真正的价值?
So what is the correct value of life?
所以保罗认识了耶稣以后,
For example, after Paul, he got to know Jesus.
他说我本来啊, 以为是很宝贝的东西。
He said the things he once thought were precious.
他一直以为说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
For example, his status of a Hebrew born of Hebrews.
我是加玛列的门生。
And he was from the family of Gamaliel.
我是很严谨的法利赛教门之下受教育长大的。
And he was from a very strict sect of the Pharisees.
他年轻的时候就比同辈的人啊，比他们更长进。
And he had learned more than people of his own age.
有财物，有地位，有权势。
And he has status, authority, and wealth.
所以他觉得说啊，这对他来讲啊，非常宝贵。
So all these things were very precious to him.
那他说，我现在认识了耶稣基督以后啊，
But after he got to know Christ,
我发现说，我以前以为宝贝的，现在跟耶稣来比啊， 看起来好像粪土一样。
All those that he had deemed precious were refuse in comparison to Jesus.
虽然有价值，但是那个价值太微小了。
Although it had value, but this value was now so small.
所以我现在要得到耶稣基督。
So now that he wanted to gain Christ.
因为耶稣基督是至宝。
Because Christ is the ultimate treasure.
我有了耶稣基督以后，我就有了一切。
Once he had Jesus Christ, he had everything.
所以无论怎样，我可以把所有的东西都舍弃掉，但是我不能够把耶稣放掉。
So he could let go of everything else but Jesus Christ.
所以他认识了耶稣基督以后，才找到了说，这什么是真正有价值的东西。
So once Paul got to know Jesus Christ, he found what had true value.
不是财务、地位、享乐。
It was not enjoyment of life or
wealth
or authority or the knowledge of this world.
而是属灵的智慧啊，永生的福气。
But this was spiritual wisdom and everlasting life.
所以他说啊，我不是，我已经得到了，我还是一直努力往着那个标杆一直奔跑。
And he said that he had not received the gift, but he was still striving for the goal.
所以耶稣带给我们这个 真光啊, 让我们找到人生的正确方向。
So Jesus has brought to us true life so we may find the direction of life.
让我们看清了人生啊, 真正的价值跟意义。
So that we can truly see the value of life.
同时呢, 祂也带给我们光明的行为。
And Jesus has also brought to us an example of life.
因为人离开了神以后啊, 人就凭着私欲在行事。
Because after man departed from God, he was controlled by his own desires.
放纵肉体的私欲啊,
He would indulge himself in his desires.
他说成为可怒之子。
And become a son of wrath.
那是我们现在认识了耶稣基督以后，受了主耶稣的教训。
But now that we have gone to know Jesus and received his teachings,
我们就要心力就要更新变化。
We have to renew our hearts.
作为一个新人，有新的生命，有新的生活。
We have to become a new person with a new life.
因为我们现在所领受的是一种生命之道。
Because what we receive is the teachings of life.
这个道理要在我们里面来更新，让我们有一个新的生命。
And this truth and these teachings have to change our hearts so we may become renewed.
说那个旧人、罪人，那个是已经变坏的。
So our old person has become corrupt.
好像猪啊，那个动物有动物的生命啊。
For example, if you look at a pig, and an animal like a pig has his own life.
动物的生命决定它的生活。
And the life of an animal will determine how it lives.
你看狗啊，那个很脏的东西，它就闻一闻啊，有时候还去吃。
And if you see dogs, if they see something that is not very pleasant, it will sniff at it and sometimes eat it.
你看猪啊，你把它洗干净啊，它一下子又到泥巴里面去滚。
And for a pig, if you wash it clean, it will still go into the mud.
因为它的动物的生命就是这样，所以它的生活就这样嘛。
Because the animal was programmed a certain way, so it lives a certain way.
你说叫它住在房子里面，你用很漂亮的被子给它盖，它怎么会呢？
And if we put these animals in a nice house and give them very nice blankets, will they use them?
因为它是那一种动物的生命。
They won't because they are animals and that is their life.
除非说你把生命改变。
Unless you change their life.
我们呢，因为我们的生命已经改变了。
But for us, our lives have been changed.
有耶稣基督的生命活在我们里面。
We have the life of Jesus living
within us. 现在活着的不再是我本来的那个旧的我。
So what is alive is not our old self.
是耶稣基督的生命活在我里面。
Instead, it is the life of Christ living within us.
所以我们有新的生命，应当有新的生活。
So when we have a new life, we should have a new lifestyle.
所以我们活着就是要把耶稣基督活出来。
So when we live, we should live out Christ.
所以让别人看到我们身上就能够看出说耶稣的生命在我们里面活着。
So when other people see us, they can see the life of Christ.
所以在腓立比书第二章里面就讲到说，我们应当有光明的生活。
So in Philippians chapter 2, it says we should walk in the light.
然后把这个生命的道理把它彰显出来。
And we should display this way of life.
所以信主了以后，生命应当有改变，行为应当有改变了，有光明的生活。
So we should live a life of light after we have believed in Christ.
能够成为光明之子，做世上的光。
And we should, so we can become sons of light and be the light of this world.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
So let us turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第七节。
Verse
7. 十章第七节。
10 verse
7. 所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。看第九节。
And let us look at verse 9.
第九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。耶稣讲到他是门。Jesus
says, "I am the gate."
前面讲到说啊，这个羊圈的比喻。And
in the beginning of this passage, it talks about the parable of the sheep gate.
所以属耶稣基督的人呐，都是在这个羊圈里面的人。
So all who belong in Christ are in this gate for the sheep.
要进到这个羊圈里面，要从门经过。
And to enter the sheep pen, we must enter this gate.
耶稣说，他就是这个羊的门。
And he said, I am the gate for the sheep.
我们知道，在创世的时候啊，神设立伊甸园。
We know that when God created the world, he created the Garden of Eden.
神把所造的人就放在伊甸园里面。
And God placed these humans that he created into this garden.
在伊甸园里面，人可以跟神相交。
And in this garden, man could communicate with God.
人的生活是平安、喜乐、快乐、富足的。
And the life of the human beings were peaceful and joyful and wealthy.
啊，没有忧虑啊，没有烦恼，在伊甸园里面没有死亡。
They had no troubles or worries or death.
但是因为人犯了罪以后啊，就没有办法生活在伊甸园里面了。
But after man sinned, he could no longer live in the Garden of Eden.
所以人就受咒诅在地面上劳苦。
So he was cursed, and man became living on this earth.
啊，这个伊甸园东边的地方有门。
On the east side of the Garden of Eden, there was a gate.
因为人犯了罪以后啊，你就没有办法重新回到伊甸园。
And once mankind sinned, they could not enter into the garden.
因为那个门啊，有转动的火焰剑。
Because there was a flaming sword guarding the gate.
啊，有基路伯在把守。
And there were cherubim stationed there.
所以人没有办法重新回到伊甸园得生命。
So man can no longer enter the Garden of Eden.
所以人离开了神犯罪以后啊，人生没有得救的门路了，人生没有路了。
So after man sinned, he could no longer have eternal life.
但是耶稣重新要做我们的门。
But Jesus has become the gate once
again. 那我们从他的这个门进去了以后啊，那我们重新得生命。
So that once we enter him, we will again receive eternal life.
所以他用这个羊圈的比喻啊，说他是一个羊的门。
So Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep.
我们从这个门进去啊，就能够得生命。
And when we enter this gate, we will receive life.
进到这个家门啊，就能够得永生。
And when we enter this gate, we will also receive eternity.
所以我们应当要找到这个永生的门路啊。
So we must try to find this gate.
啊，才能够回到天家。
So we can return to our heavenly home.
啊，我这一次路过荷兰，阿姆斯特丹。
And this time I passed by Holland or in Amsterdam.
啊，那个是一个啊运河的城市哈、啊。那个城市里面呢、啊，运河绕着所有的大街小巷。
And Amsterdam is a city of water, and there are canals around the entire city.
因为我们知道说啊，荷兰比那个荷兰的地哦，比那个海平面还要低啊。
And we know that the land of Holland is actually lower than sea level.
哦，这是一个很特殊的国家哈、哦。
And this is a very unique country.
啊，这个荷兰人呐、啊，以前呐、啊，他们很多都是在海上啊，啊，有的是。从事商业活动的。
And we know a lot of the Dutch used to be merchants on the sea.
啊，讲好听一点是海上的商人呐、啊，但是讲难听一点就是海盗了、啊。
So we say that they are merchants. On the other hand, they're also pirates.
啊，其实他们是真的是海盗型的国家哈、哦，以前都到处抢东西、啊。
And they were like a pirate country, and they would go around and loot other people.
啊，他们因为蛮有钱的，所以那个。啊，运河旁边都盖那个房子，都高高的，一间接一间呐、啊，很大。
And because they are very wealthy, they have many buildings next to all the canals.
很早啊，好几百年以前啊，就盖的很高大的房子。
And even 100 years ago, they had great houses.
啊，结果他们所盖的房子、啊、都是一样。
But all these houses look the same.
啊，他们因为出去做海盗啊，有时候一出去啊，好几年才回来。
And because when they go out and perform the piracy, it takes several years sometimes.
回来的时候找不到家呢，因为每一个房子都是一样。
And when they come return, they cannot find their houses because all the houses look the same.
啊，所以后来他们的房子就漆成不一样的颜色。
So they started painting their houses different colors.
所以他们就可以认出说、啊、哪一个房子是他们的。
So they could recognize which house belonged to them.
啊，他们的那个房子的另外一个特色就是门很小。
And another characteristic of these houses are that the doors are very small.
我们不晓得说为什么他们那个房子有很大哦，窗子很大，但是为什么门都小小的
？And we could not figure out why all the houses and the windows were large, but the doors were very narrow.
啊，那个导游就跟我们讲。
And the guide told us.
说啊，因为荷兰政府以前呐、啊、是按照你房屋的门的大小来扣税。
Because the Dutch government used to tax your house according to the size of your door.
啊，门大一点的税要收多一点。
So if your door was larger, then you would have more taxes.
啊，门小一点的话，税就收少一点。
And if the door was smaller, then you would have less taxes.
所以每一个人的门呐、啊、都小小的。
So everyone's door was tiny.
啊，但是窗户很大。
But the windows were large.
因为它不是按窗户来收税。
Because taxes were not collected according to the size of the window.
他说很多的家具啊，没有办法从门进去。
And so a lot of the furniture could not enter through the door.
当然那个房子屋顶上面都有一个挂钩。
And so there were hooks on top of all the walls.
所以你那个大的家具啊，就把窗户打开，啊，用那个挂钩吊起来，往窗户里面塞。
So for the larger pieces of furniture, they would open the windows and pull it with the hooks into the house.
这是他们的一个特色。
And this was a characteristic.
我所要说的就是说啊，那个门啊，因为每一个家门都是一样哦，所以他们找不到家门。
And so my point is that since all the houses were the same, they could not find the door to their own house.
这个羊圈也要有门，所以才能够从这个门进去。
And this sheep pen also needs a gate
for entrance. 所以主耶稣在开始的时候就讲到说啊，有些人啊，不是从门进去的，是从别的地方爬进去的。
And Jesus says in the beginning, some people climb in by some other way, not through the gate.
说那个不是羊的牧人啊，那是强盗啊。
And this man who does this is a thief and a robber and not the shepherd.
所以我们要得救，要入门啊，要走正门，不要走旁门。
So when we want to receive salvation, we should go through the front door and not through other ways.
耶稣才是这个正门。
And Jesus is the gate.
啊，进去了以后啊，才能够出入得草吃。
And only when we enter through him, we will be able to eat the grass.
现在有很多很多的宗教，太多太多了。
And there are many, many religions nowadays.
有一个人创办了一个宗教，叫做黑教。
For example, there's a new religion that was created, and it is called the Black Religion.
因为里面很多的主张都很奇怪。
And their beliefs are very strange.
他说，然后人家就讲到说，你这个是旁门左道。
So people said that they are a narrow way, or
旁门呐，就是
a side door.
不是正门呐，就是左道就是不是正道啊，那个邪道了。
So they are a way that is not the true way.
他说旁门也是门呐，左道也是道啊。
But he said that even if it's the alley or the side door, it's still a way and a door.
但是耶稣说啊，那个旁门左道那个都是不是。But
Jesus said that the side doors and the alleys are not the true.
唯有从正门进去的，才是羊的牧人。Only
those who go through the proper gate is the shepherd.
所以我们在训练工人也是一样。This
is the same when we train workers.
都要按照规矩来。We
have to go. Do things accordingly.
有时候你替他开一个方便之门啊，后来都没不好。And
sometimes when we open the door and let people take shortcuts, it's not good.
我们在教会里面啊，训练传道者有训练传道者的一些办法。And
there are certain procedures in training pastors in this church.
一般照这个规定来的，大家比较都没有事。
And those who go through these procedures usually don't have anything wrong.
你要什么符合什么样的条件才能够进来？
And there are certain qualifications you must meet before you can enter.
那时候有时候啊，人软弱啊。
But sometimes due to the weaknesses.
觉得说啊，这个人很好啊。
We would feel like this is a good candidate.
但是他虽然受洗不到三年呐，但是他很认真呐，都道理又懂很多啊。
And although he had not been baptized for 3 years, he's very diligent and he knows much of the truth.
有时候就勉强让他进来。
And so sometimes we would allow them in very reluctantly.
我们看到后来的结果都不好。
But at the end, the endings are not good.
因为那个不是从正门进来。
Because he did not enter through the gate.
真的是这样，我们宗教教育在训练教员也是一样。
And this is the same with religious education teachers.
要经过正规的。 教员的讲习会、进修会，这样训练出来。
As teachers, we have to go through the proper religious education training and seminars.
因为他对一些规定、做法，他都能够了解。
And so they can understand some of the rules and regulations.
有的人没有按照正规来，所做也不知道。
And some people, they do not go by the proper gate, and they do not even know when they are wrong.
当然了，在整个宗教教育的带领工作上啊，就会出问题。
And there will be problems in his tenureship in the religious education system.
所以我们要服侍神啊，要走正门。
So when we are to serve God, we must go through the proper gate.
不要走旁门啊。
We should not go through the side
door. 耶稣就是这个门。
And Jesus is this gate.
所以进到这个窄门啊，虽然窄门啊，但是进去以后啊，能够得到丰盛的生命。 啊，有属灵生命的粮食。
And although this is the narrow gate, once we enter, we will have an abundance of life.
啊，马太福音的第七章里面有讲到，马太福音第七章有讲到两种门路。
And in Matthew chapter 7, it describes two types of gates.
啊，一个是宽大的门。
And one is a wide gate.
啊，路也是很大。
And the road to it is wide.
很多人进去，但是那个是灭亡的门。
And many people enter, but that is a gate of destruction.
啊，得救的门很小。
And the gate to life is very small.
啊，很难走，但是这是通往永生的门路。
It is difficult to travel to, but it is the gate of life.
所以我们要竭力进入窄门。
So we should try our best to enter the narrow gate.
啊，竭力啊，进入神的国。
And to try our best to enter the kingdom of God.
哦，以西结书的43章里面讲到说啊，啊有一个异象，看到有一个朝东的门打开哈。
And in Ezekiel chapter 43, there is a vision of a gate that is opened in the east.
啊，神的光啊就发出来。
And the glory of the Lord is shined.
啊，从这个门进去啊，进到神的殿里面呢、啊，充满着荣光。
And this light enters this gate and fills the temple of the Lord with light.
啊，末世的救恩啊，从东边的门出来。
And so the salvation of the end times will come from the east.
啊，这是末世的救恩呢、啊。
And this is the salvation of the end times.
啊，从东方传到西方。
It will go from east to west.
啊，但是这个末世的救恩呢、啊，有一定的时间。
But this salvation has its designated time.
将来有一天啊，说这个门会关闭。
And one day this gate will close.
说外邦数目满足了以后啊，后来这个救恩会传回到这个犹太地区。
And when the number of Gentiles is complete, then this salvation will return to the Jews.
所以我们现在是拯救的日子。
So now we are in a time of salvation.
他说我们要把握机会哈，啊，做好得救的功夫。
And we must grasp this opportunity to do according to salvation.
竭力进入窄门。
And to try our best to enter the narrow gate.
我们一起默